The head of the National Transitional Council, Dr. Dansa Kuruma, addressed diplomats, members of government and religious leaders here in Conakry before he launched in the town of Jericho, 700 kilometers from Conakry, the 30-day campaign on the draft constitution. He says Guinea's people should be real guarantors of a constitution. He says that is the work they have started through this awareness campaign on the new draft document. He says if he understands better, this is the first time in Guinea that a draft constitution has been put before voters in a referendum. The referendum is expected at the end of the year, while the junta says the presidential election scheduled at the end of December to mark the end of the transition will now take place next year. The newly constitution consists of 205 articles, among which are age limit of 80 years for president, whose mandate will be limited to 2 years in office, and the creation of lower and upper houses of parliament for the first time in Guinea. Mohamed Lamine Kaba of the opposition says the new constitution is full of shortcomings.
Quand on dit que la constitution n'est pas révisable avant 30 ans, alors que la vie politique, économique, sociale est très dynamique.
He says he rejects the proposal that the constitution cannot be amended for 30 years because political, economic and social life are dynamic. He says he was surprised to learn that even after a second term in office, a president has no right to propose constitutional changes even if he is backed by the people. For him, age limits are not important. He says what is important is the ability of the individual to rule the country. The age limit in the new constitution has irritated members of the opposition. They all call it a pretext to eliminate key opposition leaders in order to pave the way for the junta leader to be a candidate. Those directly affected by the age limit include former President Alpha Conde, the leader of the Rally of the Guinean People, and Sidya Touré, the head of the Union of Republican Forces Party. The main opposition leader of the party, Union of Democratic Forces of Guinea, Selundalen Jallow, is also not far from attaining the age limit. The opposition has vowed to make Guinea ungovernable if the military junta continues to rule beyond December. According to Edward Zotomo, a member of the opposition, the awareness campaign is a waste of state funds and mere tourism by members of the Transitional Council. It says the constitution is drafted to suit the junta leader.
This draft constitution was written by just a handful of people so that they can put in what the CNRD wanted in terms of the very article, the article that should not prevent them from presenting a candidate. Now today, they're preparing to go on a referendum, which is also going to take busloads of money. As you can see, this is all just a setup to drag on the transition so that they can avoid actually organizing election.
General Mamadi Doumbouya seized power in a military coup in 2020. He promised to return the country to civilian rule at the end of 2024. He says neither he nor any member of the transition will be a candidate. But today, some doubt his promise. General Amara Kamara, the spokesman of the presidency, says, like any other Guineans, nothing can stop junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya from standing as a candidate in future elections. For VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.